With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President-elect Donald Trump is naming Chris Wright to serve as Energy Secretary in his new administration.
Wright is CEO of Liberty Energy based in Denver. He advocates oil and gas development, including fracking, to advance Mr. Trump's objective to achieve U.S. energy dominance in the global market. Wright is also recommending quick action to end a year-long pause by the Biden administration on natural gas exports, which was part of the Democrats' climate change agenda. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Julie Walker reports the Northeast faces a renewed wildfire threat as some are asked to evacuate.
Windy conditions have renewed a wildfire that escaped a containment line and prompted a voluntary evacuation for a small number of homes in a community near the New York-New Jersey border. The New York Parks Department says the voluntary evacuation on Saturday impacted about 165 houses in Warwick, New York, as firefighters continue working to tame the Jennings Creek blaze. The wildfire active in Orange County, New York, and Passaic County, New Jersey. The blaze claimed the life of a New York parks worker who was assisting fire crews earlier this month. Fires also were a threat elsewhere in the Northeast, as New England states have been under red flag alerts for wildfires this weekend. Julie Walker, New York.
Health officials confirming the first U.S. case of a new form of mpox was first seen in eastern Congo. Authorities say the risk to the public is low. The person had traveled to eastern Africa and was treated in California. Officials say the symptoms were improving. Cases involving travelers have been reported in Germany, India, Kenya, and the United Kingdom. This is SRN News. America's moms and dads swung hard to Donald Trump on Election Day.
Exit polls show that parents with kids under the age of 18 switched parties this time around. President Trump won 46% of them in 2020, but this time took 53%, a 7% increase. There were a lot of issues at play, but some analysts point to Kamala Harris's support for transgenderism, which is becoming a major problem in public schools. In many places, teachers are introducing transgenderism to small children, and boys are playing on girls' sports teams. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A pregnant woman has filed a lawsuit seeking the right to an abortion in Kentucky. It's the latest challenge to the state's near-total ban on the procedure. The suit claims that Kentucky law blocking abortion violates the plaintiff's right to privacy and self-determination under the state constitution. The woman, about 7 weeks pregnant, says she wants to terminate her pregnancy, but cannot legally do so in Kentucky because of the ban. This is SRN News. A bullet has struck the body of a Southwest Airlines airplane preparing for departure from Dallas Love Field Airport, forcing the cancellation of that evening flight. No injuries reported. The flight was to Indianapolis. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports on how McDonald's is trying to get customers back.
McDonald's is investing $100 million to bring customers back after a recent E. coli outbreak. The fast food chain is trying to lure customers back after an outbreak of E. coli tied to onions on McDonald's Quarter Pounders. Those, by the way, are back on the menu. The investments include $65 million that will go directly to the hardest hit franchises. According to federal health officials, Colorado reported at least 30 cases, while Montana had 19. Overall, at least 104 people got sick and 34 went to the hospital. I'm Shelley Adler.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.